You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. It could soon be a crime in Onondaga County to leave a dog outside in rain, sleet, snow, or extreme heat or cold for any more than 2 hours. County lawmakers are making changes to the proposed Adrian's Law to protect man's best friend. Adrian was a pit bull that froze to death in December in Syracuse. Legislator Chris Ryan revised language in the bill to make it simple to enforce for any breed of dog.
The owner who may be guilty or in violation of this law could always say, well, my dog is a cold weather dog. I didn't want to get mired down into those specific instances and have somebody use that as a defense. So just saying 2 hours is a tethered dog. 2 hours. Beyond that, some dogs could be gotten frostbite.
In addition to the two-hour limit, the measure says each day a dog is tethered in extreme weather would be a separate violation. Violators would face 15 days in jail and $250 fines. Stephanie Heath is with Q's Pit Crew that protects pit bulls and other dogs. She says part of the problem is ignorance.
A lot of people just assume that a dog can be outside for a very long period of time and be fine. So our hope is, too, that there's education involved, and my assumption would be that the police are not looking forward to handing out tickets for this if it passes, and that it is really about education. And we're able to get the bad guys when they are leaving their dogs out over and over and the dogs are in distress.
Heath says a state law on animal cruelty is vague and hard to apply. She supports the current bill. Her group hears from the public about pet mistreatment whenever the weather turns.
As soon as it gets to be extreme warm temperatures or hot temperatures and cold, we get flooded with emails and calls. Now, we're an advocacy organization, so we can't do anything, but we do direct people to report that, and hopefully we see law enforcement being able to address that issue.
Q's Pit Crew will have a meeting on the bill February 21st at the DeWitt Public Library, starting at 5:30. County lawmakers are scheduled to vote on the measure in March. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.